Osiris.
You know what really chaps my ass? Not being able to get into a show. Like, when the tickets go on sale online, and then like 30 seconds later, all the tickets are gone. There is nothing more, well, there's a lot of things that are more annoying than that, but that's one of the top 10 annoying things.
Right up.
Like a show you really wanted to get into, and then scalpers got all the tickets. But cashortrade.org is disrupting the secondary ticket market. Some people have called them the Airbnb of tickets. I guess that's because you can get tickets to shows after they've gone on sale and sold out because fans have bought them. They help real fans avoid scalping and purchase tickets for face value. Together, we're the change that industry needs so bad. Go to cashortrade.org/Osiris and get 25% off a year of gold memberships. The gold membership comes with the option of receiving push and text notifications each time a ticket's posted that you're looking for, which is pretty cool. I mean, if you don't have the time to sit there on an app all day or on your computer, just to get a text when your ticket goes on sale is pretty sweet. You can also reply immediately without delay and gain the renew feature to bump your post to the top of the list, increasing your post exposure when looking for hard to get tickets. Again, go to cashortrade.org/Osiris, O-S-I-R-I-S, and get the coupon code Osiris when you check out to get 25% off that gold membership. Go do it, guys. Get the tickets out of the hands of those scalpers and back into the hands of people like you and me that really want to go see the shows and are going to bring a good vibe and make things seem really cool and do that telepathic funk that we all do and all that cool shit. Yeah. cashortrade.org/Osiris to get 25% off that gold membership. Pretty sweet. Do it, do it. Is that how you get ready to do the intro? No? All right. Hey now, No Simple Road family. Welcome back. We're on the porch. It's Sunday. It's Sunday. I don't know.
Sunday fun day.
Yeah. It's the day before the dreaded beginning of the work week. Or if you like your job, then you're like, fuck yeah, I get to go to work tomorrow, which is rad. And some people have that, and I'm happy for them to have that.
Yay.
Happy
people.
This,
are they shiny?
Shiny, happy people. They hold hands a lot. They do. This week's episode is Umphrey's and McGee recap and trip report. We went to the Crystal Ballroom here in Portland, which has a super springy floor, and you'll hear about that, I think, maybe. You know,
we talk a lot about
that. We do?
Yes, we do.
One of the things about these recap / trip report episodes that's my favorite is hearing it again, because 99.7% of the time, I have no fucking idea what we talked about. And then I listen to it back and I'm like, oh yeah, that happened. Oh yeah, that happened. Okay, makes sense. So yeah, it's cool. We get to relive it with you guys as it goes out on the air. And you know, another cool thing about it too is like, I think Stella Blue is the song I'm thinking of. Yeah, it all rolls into one. Like after a while, it's kind of hard to differentiate between what was what and where was where. And this is like an audio diary of all the stuff that we've done.
Yeah, it helps keep it straight. It helps keep it straight. And it plus keeps it fresh, because then we get to relive it the next morning talking about it. We all remember different things, too.
It's funny, too. Like that morning I woke up and I was laying in bed like that day after floaty, kind of sweaty ick feeling. And I was like, oh man, the last thing I feel like doing right now is going out and doing a podcast recap and setting everything up and sitting outside in the cold and just being a whiner in my head. And then we came out here and we started recording and it was so much fun. It happens every time too. But as usual, before we get started, I'm going to roll out all the stuff that you guys need to know, all the info.
Roll out the barrels.
I'm not going to roll out
the barrels of fun.
No, I'm not rolling out. No barrels. Later. Barrels of fun happen
later. Let's put the barrels of fun away.
Put the barrels away. and I'm going to get started. So follow us on Instagram at nosimpleroad.com. Or no, fuck. That's not what you do. Don't do that. There is no nosimpleroad.com on Instagram. I'm talking shit right now. So yeah, follow us on Instagram at nosimpleroad. There. Just that. At nosimpleroad, right?
That makes sense.
Does make sense. If you tried to follow us the other way, it wouldn't work. But yeah, Instagram is where we post stuff about what's coming up on the show and all that, all that
stuff,
business, art, and memes, and you know what Instagram is. I don't know why I'm trying to tell you what Instagram is and what we do with it. You probably already know, and that's just silly of me, and I apologize.
And if you don't know, check it out.
Yeah.
There's stuff.
There's stuff. Yeah, Instagram. And also on Facebook at No Simple Road. And then
more stuff.
There, well, it's the same stuff.
It's the same stuff, but it's
okay, it's more, recycled
more
stuff.
Of the same stuff.
You know, it seems as though, I don't know if you find this, but I've thought about this over the past months.
Oh.
It seems as though Instagram has kind of taken over the social media scene.
I would totally agree. I don't like social media. I don't like Facebook, even though I have a Facebook account. I don't even look at it anymore. It's all Instagram.
You've made the switch. Yeah.
It's fun.
It is. It's way more fun.
It's not political.
I don't know.
And BS. And
well, I guess it depends on your...
Well, yeah,
on who you follow. Yeah, okay, totally.
Exactly. If I followed a bunch of political...
But
shit.
My social mirror does not show political stuff because that's just boring. I'd rather... See
like
pictures of Jerry
animals,
and
like the little hamster that was in the floaty tube this morning.
That's dude, a hamster in a miniature inner tube was the cutest thing I've ever seen. Well, not ever, but one of the cutest things
ever this morning so far today.
Yeah,
the way we're starting. That was it.
Yeah, I've seen the driveway and the forest, and then that which hamster in an inner tube.
Forest is beautiful, but
it's not cute.
It's not cute, like a little hamster butt sticking through a tube.
So yeah. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, all the social media stuff. NoSimpleRoad.com is the big one, guys. Go over there. That's where we have the family up in the menu there. And that's where you can sign up for the newsletter. And if you hashtag NoSimpleRoad on your social media posts, the last 20 most recent hashtag NoSimpleRoads go up there on the family tab. And yeah, it's a good way for us to get to know each other and see what we're up to out there. Like if you're at a concert or you're eating pizza that's really good, or you get a flat tire, or you see an alien invasion happen, or Project Bluebeam starts and Jesus comes out of the clouds or something. Yeah, dude, they can do that shit. I'm serious.
Is that gonna start?
It sure seems there was an alien city over China. Nobody even talked about that. So just saying.
That's not interesting.
It's not?
No.
Okay. Moving on then. And
talk about cheese.
Cheese is good. We live near Tillamook. They make good cheese in Tillamook. Yeah. So the family tab on NoSimpleRoad.com. And also, there's still some t-shirts left, guys. That hand logo is going to be going away pretty soon. And once those shirts are done, we're not doing another run. So if you like that logo and you dig the show and you want to rep us, that's really cool. And those shirts are on sale at NoSimpleRoad.com. And you click on the merch tab and there's stickers and shirts still. Some sizes left. I think there's small, medium, and extra large. Or something. Go over there and look. You'll see.
They're
shirts. They're sizes.
Why is there's gonna be a new thing?
Maybe.
Oh.
I posted it on that Instagram thing.
Oh yeah, with stuff.
Yeah. Hair of the Wolf, Christoph, man. This Dude. Is the guy that does the art for Chris Robbins and Brotherhood, and just out of the universal mind and the ether, he blessed this show with the coolest logo. We didn't ask, and he just gifted it to us, and we appreciate it, man. And it really did make all of us happy. We all came home from work like, did you see the new logo? Did you see the logo that he did? And like showing it to each other, and it's the background on my phone now, and it's going to make really cool pins. We're going to get pins made of that. And yeah, we appreciate it, brother, and thank you. And if you guys haven't if you guys haven't seen his art, follow him on Instagram at Hair of the Wolf, and you will be amazed at what you see. All right, and this next thing is kind of new. If you follow us on Instagram, you've seen that we've thrown up some posts about this, but here's the deal. We have a voicemail line, and the phone number is 971-808-1524. And you can call into that voicemail. And here's the deal, guys. We want to do a couple episodes with your stories. So I know you guys out there are going to shows and you've had strange, odd, weird, and fun experiences that you talk to your friends about. So you've had those experiences. You talk to your friends about it. Tell us about them. We want to hear it too. Like, we're family and that stuff's interesting and cool and fun. And so call in to 971-808-1524 and leave a 8 to 10 minute little thing about your last show or your last trip or, you know, that kind of stuff. And we are going to put together a little compilation of them and do an entire episode of those voicemails, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
Just call in. You could even do 7 minutes.
You could do four minutes. You could do three. You could do a 30-second, hey, how you doing? And also you can text that number and you can send images to that number. Oh no. I just opened this up to the whole can of worms.
Yeah, so
whatever. Anyway, yeah, we've gotten some cool art through there. And so if you've got, you know, you took a neat picture camping or you drew some amazing thing, or like Strawberry Queen, you paint amazing stuff. Let's see it, man. And we'll throw that up on the website. And yeah, that's 971-808-1524. And what else, Apple? Help me out.
What else? The Patreon?
Oh, yeah. That whole thing.
The whole Patreon.
Okay. So as you've heard, if you've been listening, the goal is to do this show full time for you guys. The way we're going to do that is by financial support. And that comes from you guys. So the way to do that is go to patreon.com/nosimpleroad and give, you know, a buck a month, $2 a month, as much as you want. I mean, it's not about the size of the gift. It's, I hate even calling it gift. Like, we're all in this together at this point and it's how we keep it going. So, you know, $1 a month is cool. And $2 a month is cool. And $100 a month is cool. It's all cool. And it's the way that we pay for the hosting and do what we do. And actually this week, I put up a goal on Patreon. When we get to $500 a month through Patreon, we're going to do a live Q&A kind of Patreon only listener show that'll be for Patreon subscribers only. And then also we are doing the half hour little, I don't know, what do you call those, Apple, things that we've been putting up there?
Mini
episodes.
Episodes.
I don't know.
Podcasts. Cool.
You guys.
Man, it's cool.
Cool. That's the word for the day. Cool. You guys have sent in some like suggestions for stuff for us to talk about, and we've done a couple of those and put them up. If you give a dollar a month or more on Patreon, those are unlocked for you. So yeah, that's some added benefit to the content there. And again, that's how you help No Simple Road keep rolling down the tracks, guys. And to everybody that's subscribed on there, we appreciate it and we love you guys and thank you so much. And then also, keep sending in your feedback, guys. We got a couple of letters this week, and I'm going to read them for you. So, first one, hey, guys, I just started listening to your wonderful podcast within the last month. And first of all, keep up the good work. Podcast rocks. It's really a beautiful thing. I'm emailing you because I recently listened to episode 8 with Ed Liu, and it pretty much blew my mind. Oh, yeah, by the way, guys, if you want to hear more of this crew and Ed, wow, construction noise is rad. This crew and Ed Liu talking. We were guests on Psychedelic Milk for episode 99 of his last week. So yeah, head over to Psychedelic Milk and check out us on that podcast because Ed's a cool guy and we want to support each other. Both Aaron and Ed Liu together generated some pretty profound stuff. I honestly couldn't stop listening. Basically, I just wanted to say thanks. Your podcast is very eye-opening in an awesome way. Growing up with a deadhead dad, the music has always been a part of my life, but it really didn't come alive for me until I experienced psychedelics. Your podcast is an amazing audible experience combining both. Thanks. Hey, man. Thank you.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's what we're talking about. Feedback like this. Send it in.
Yeah.
We'll throw it on the air.
One more.
Like we're doing.
One more.
One more.
Guys, I love the podcast. My name is Boop. I'm 26 down in Santa Cruz. I know. Boop. You should see how he spelled it too.
What if his mom was Betty Boop?
Maybe. Okay, down in Santa Cruz, California, working in a kitchen and tie dyeing in my free time. I've been ice dyeing and the shirts, silk, hoodies, whatever are turning out fucking awesome. It's just me, one man team. I sleep in my friend's living room, so space is limited and we don't have an ice machine. So I'm able to bust out one, maybe two shirts at a time. One day, the dream is to give myself to this craft and the music and bring as much color into the world as possible. The daily grind in the kitchen is exhausting, but the music of the dead and love that the community brings, especially here in Santa Cruz, free dead cover band every Sunday, is what keeps me smiling. Moving forward, life is good. I don't use any form of social media currently and have a nice stash of shirts ready to go for summer tour. All that being said, I'd love to share some of my work with you guys, and if you dig it, maybe we can collaborate on a shirt or something. Either way, thank you for the podcast and see you this summer. Also, if you need any help with the booth or anything in Eugene, I'm mobile, hungry, ready, and willing to support the cause.
I like that.
Fuck yeah. P.S. That video Daniel Donato posted of him and his lady playing Angel from Montgomery brought tears to my eyes, and you guys turned me on to him with the podcast. Fuck yeah.
Yay.
Thank you guys. Bless, bless, bless. So, yeah, I wrote him back. I'm not going to tell you guys what I wrote him because that's between me and him, but keep the feedback coming. We love it, man, and it's cool to know that us sitting out here on the porch is doing something for you guys, and that's what this is all about, building this No Simple Road family, all of us coming together, feeling good, putting smiles on people's faces, giving hugs to each other, spreading the vibe of love and community and togetherness and connection, and with that, we can change the world. So, yeah, that's heavy shit.
Ooh.
Bar out, man.
Holy shit.
Groovy.
Wow. Hold on. I got to digest that.
Don't you dare fart on the air.
No.
Okay.
Come on, man. I got more class than that.
No, you don't. Jesus, man. All right. So, yeah. This is our trip report / recap of Humphreys McGee at the Crystal Ballroom here in Portland. And it was a really good night, guys.
Fantastic.
See, that's the problem with language and words these days, is like I could say, yeah, it was a really good night, or I feel good, or whatever. It doesn't really express the totality of what I'm trying to get across. It was a fucking mind-blowing amazing night, man. And see, that even doesn't do it.
No, can't wait. Well, and all I know is that we're never gonna miss Humphreys McGee again if they come anywhere near around here.
Nope.
So go check out Humphreys McGee, people, if you have not.
Yeah.
If you are not a listener, listen. There's a lot out there.
20 years of melting faces. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I give you the Chaplet Day crew.
Oh, sorry.
What?
It's just fun to say further ado.
Further ado.
No further ado.
No simple
much
ado.
About nothing.
Without further ado, I give you the No Simple Road crew recapping and trip reporting Humphreys McGee at the Crystal Ballroom here in Portland, Oregon. You're still what? What'd you say?
Still really high.
Yeah? From what?
Working out. Uh-huh.
No, I don't think so. You could say it. It's okay. We're all family.
Work.
The drugs.
What drugs? You took drugs?
Ecstasy.
Oh my God, dude.
MDMA.
That's scary.
Whatever you want to talk about.
People don't do that.
It's fun for me.
I heard kids at like dance parties in the 80s did that shit, but not now.
I did.
Really? Where'd you get it? No, don't say.
Yeah. So anyway.
You got it from Darwin.
So what's up, man? We're sitting here. What did we do last night? We went to...
I stayed home, watched some old reruns of Batman.
No, that's not what I did. No.
Batman the Animated Series?
Yeah.
We watched Batman
went
the Animated
Crystal
Series.
Crystal Ballroom.
Uh-huh.
And we saw Humphreys McGee.
Three Dog Night.
Humphreys McGee. They may have played Three Dog Night at some point in their mixture of incredible...
I can't say.
Mayan face melting.
Oh my God. So that was our first
Umfrey
show. So
holy shit.
I knew a band that has the slogan melting faces for the last 20 years might be pretty all right. But I had no fucking idea what we were in for.
Yep.
Boy, oh boy. If you get the chance, they come near you, go see them. Don't sleep.
Go see them live and you'll just be blown away.
Yeah, man. I was trying to think of, like, I don't know, words this morning to describe what it was like.
A roller coaster.
I got nothing.
Yep.
It was a roller coaster of just amazing musicians doing, you know, two drummers, fucking two guitarists, fucking his voice.
There was that one guy that we were talking to last night, and he was like, yeah, man, I've been to over like 50 shows, and every show just gets better and better and better. Like exponentially, every time they play, they just get better. He's like, they've reached that level now of like psychedelic otherworldliness where there's no break-in period. They just come out and tear it up from the first note. And even the opening band last night, the Russ Liquid Test, like, Mel, you were jamming.
I walked in and was dancing at the coat check, and they were just like, come on and join the fun. And it was so rad. Like, walked in, started grooving immediately, and they were doing that, like, old Zapp and Roger shit. Baby, baby, baby. Like, the computer voice and voice box.
But, like,
and, like, it was fucking rad. And there was so much room to dance because, you know, it's opening act, so not everybody's there yet. So I used all the room that I could possibly muster. And it was a celebration last night. We went out to celebrate the show, getting our shirts. We had some good news this week, just had a good week at work, and it was a nice Friday. We were going to the concert. Like, it was just about celebration.
Can I just say, it wasn't just good news. It was the best fucking news.
I have to downplay it because we're not going to talk about it.
But we're not going to tell you guys yet.
That's...
but, oh my God.
Yeah, so I'm downplaying it.
And I am not overreacting to this one. This is super cool.
And this is not a build-up on purpose at all by any means. It's just... so amazing. Anyway, moving on. So we were really, really celebrating. And then my thing is, I'm always closing my eyes, right? Because I love what's inside my head more than what's outside. As soon as I open my eyes.
I love what's inside your head, too.
Aw. But the moment I open my eyes and I look over and I see the three bears dancing with their shirts, it was the cutest fucking thing you guys will ever see. I look over and my man's got his hair all loose and he's fucking grooving with his cute little shoulder dance that he does and his hips. And then I look over and Ryder's just fucking in his own groove and Apple. And I was like, what?
I like doing, like, the dinosaur stomp on
that
floor. Back,
like,
and forth.
I would danced over in front of Apple, and then we start jumping around, and it was so fun.
The floor at the Crystal is spring-loaded. So, like, when you get three dudes together bouncing, it bounces the floor.
Well, and I was bouncing. I was like Tigger last night, too. Yeah. I was like, bow, 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 all around. So it was a bouncy night.
It was so much fun.
Mel's standing in front of me like, this is during the opening act. We hadn't even taken our sacrament yet. We're all just waiting. And the opening act is playing. And Mel is bouncing literally up and down like Tigger going, I'm only at half speed right now. I need more energy.
I did say that. I did. I felt like I was holding back still.
Oh my God.
Like I needed even more room.
You guys remember Who Framed Roger Rabbit? And when Roger Rabbit... They sing the tune song, and then he goes ape shit.
Mm-hmm.
That was Melanie last night.
I was just excited to dance to something that wasn't the Dead stuff. And I kind of got sick in the very beginning when they came on. And
Why did you get sick? Did you eat something bad?
No, actually, my stomach was empty. I think that's what was wrong, that I had an empty stomach and
so
I was dancing too
I'm
much.
Confused. Why would
You're
you get
confused
sick?
A lot.
Well, why would an empty stomach make you sick?
Because I was bouncing like Tigger and I was getting all my stomach acids going.
Bouncy, bouncy, bouncy.
And then I got sick. And then Ryder took me to the bathroom like a sweetie.
We all took you to the bathroom.
Okay. But I just remember Ryder doing it.
It was all of us went your whole posse was behind
me and
you.
Mel cuddled.
I stood at the door.
Yeah, we had their back. Okay,
and waited
Ryder
for you.
And I cuddle walked into the bathroom.
And we had their back.
And I puked only once and only a little bit. I literally need to get out whatever. I think maybe too, I've been kind of congested lately, for real.
And I think this is just another pro tip. Last time the pro tip was eat some Tums about 20, 30 minutes before you ingest your sacrament. New pro tip. If you're a big dude and you have a girl with you that's half your size, don't give her the same dose that you're taking. Just saying. You can give her a little less. That way she doesn't throw up.
I can't even right now with you.
Just saying.
Whatever.
That was fun. That was funny too. I was standing up, sitting in that comfy chair, and Aaron was standing. You're like halfway in the women's room, halfway out, so that like girls, they're going in, are kind of looking like,
"Why is this big hairy guy?"
But then he's like, "Mel, you okay in there? The show's gonna be starting." And then they're like smiling, like, "Oh, he's looking out for his girl and not being a creep."
All you could see is Mel's leg sticking out from underneath the urinal, the stall, whatever thing is, like the leg sticking out from the door. And this girl walks in, I see her like look on the floor down at your leg and like, "Oh shit!" And I was like, "She's okay. She's just in there taking care of business." And she looked over at me like, "Do you want me to go help her?" And I was like, "Nah, she's good."
Somebody did come in though. Somebody popped their head in and opened that stall, and like I was like straddled over the toilet on the opposite way that you would sit on a toilet, and I was like hugging the top of it, and I was thinking about all the cool things that was going on in my life. It was like one of those moments where you need a minute, you know, for yourself, because you guys, this news that we're talking about is fucking amazing.
Shows is where you do that, you go, okay, so, I just need to.
Yeah, I need a minute.
But not when there's a line for the bathroom and only two stalls.
So, yeah, that's everyone else's problem, man.
That's
my timing,
and so is theirs. But anyway, so I literally was fine because I had already thrown up and gotten that shit out of my stomach, and then I just needed to collect myself and be grateful for my blessings. And then this lady comes strolling in, and all I can hear is like, "That's a cute leg under there," or something like that.
Dude, when you came walking out of that stall, you looked like boom, like your hair was all poofed.
Yeah,
you and your eyes were huge,
you
and you were like
your hair back.
Wiping your mouth like,
a completely
you walked in there,
person.
Your hair was back, and you were all like trying to keep it up straight, and then you came out poofed up hair like an apple. Just, woo, let's go.
I did have that little bit of a look.
And then you and Ryder are sitting in the, there's like these two thrones.
Wait,
outside
we come
the bathroom.
Out and or I come out of the bathroom and freaking Apple and Aaron are sitting on these thrones, these burgundy.
Oh, those are so comfortable.
Fucking like
old.
Game
That's
of
like
Throne
that old
thrones.
Upholstery with like the you can feel the metal springs like
yeah.
under the.
And so I was like, I want to sit on that. And so Apple and Aaron both got up and let me and Ryder sit on them. And then Ryder was like, "No, let me get up and you and Mel sit on them."
And I could feel.
And it reminded me of Simon's dream.
I could feel the band getting ready to come on the stage.
And I knew what that dream meant.
And I'm like all antsy.
You know what else was cool right there, too? Because that was right by the merch table. Fucking Umphrey's has incredible merch.
Oh,
everything
my God.
They had.
I wanted
everything they had.
Yeah. It was $125. But that fuzzy sweater.
Oh, man.
Looks so comfy. I wanted to get it so bad.
Oh, I should have said something. I would have bought it for you,
no.
dude.
Yeah, their merch was amazing.
Sweater. I like merch and everything. I don't want a sweater.
And I really wanted a pin and I didn't get one. Because I couldn't decide which
we'll
one I wanted.
I had the
stuff.
Same problem. I was like, I can't. You can't make me choose.
That's one thing that I love about the music that we listen to is that
they put thought into their
they
merchandise.
Put thought into the merchandising, man, and it's not just junk for the sake of junk.
Yeah, we did too, you guys, with these shirts. Like every symbol means something on the palm.
Sorry.
And the eye in the back.
Kick the mic.
Now we realize it's such a great way to spot family.
Yeah.
So I don't know, maybe that'll be a recurring thing on our shirts, who knows, but yeah, being mindful of what you're putting out there so that there's not waste. Like the people that get it actually love it and want it so bad. So thank you, Umphrey's, for putting out some good shit. And I might add, they fucking called me from on that throne.
So yeah, we're standing there and me and Apple's like, "I'm going to go up and stand by the water table or whatever." And Mel and Ryder are sitting in the chairs, and I'm kind of just standing there. I'm tapping
antsy
my fingers.
No, you were sitting there on the chair, like being, and Mel was like, you go up. And you're like, I'm not going. And I was like, Aaron, you have to leave.
And
you're
then like, he's stressing me out. Like, he stood over me and fucking Ryder.
He walked up three stairs.
Shaking his leg with this nervous energy.
I can't go up there. I got to wait for you. And I was like, we were like, leave.
That's why I had to go up there. I couldn't stand still anymore. I had to get upstairs.
I felt it coming. I felt the band coming. And I was like, okay.
And that was fun. Then you came up. And I was like, where are they? The show's going
to
start.
I got told to take a powder.
I was like, okay.
You guys, you don't understand. He was just like standing over you like a dad. Like, come on, guys. It's time to go. We're going to know. Me and Ryder were like, la, la, la.
And I was like, the band's going to fucking start. Let's go. Woo.
I'll meet you up there.
But what I was saying was, is we were sitting in those chairs, totally comfortable. Could have been there the rest of the night. And then they start playing Rick James. Give it to me, baby.
Don't remember this.
And I was like, holy shit, is this what I'm
like? You literally said out loud, is that Rick James? And like one of the people walking by going upstairs is like, yeah, come on. And we both stood up and
it was like, come on up, Mel. This is your jam. So I went up there dancing again.
Walked right in the sea of people. They walked. I see them. I'm like, I turn around. They're standing like the sea parted and they're standing there. Because when I went up, I'm like, well, I guess I just got a broadcast and they'll find me standing here. And then I turn around and bloop, there you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we just walked right to you like nothing. And
I think you came and got us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I turned around. You guys were standing right there. I came and got you.
Yeah.
And then from that first note, like when they came out onto the stage, like the lights went down and they lit up like this bluish hued. It looked like we were underwater. And they were just like droning one note on the keyboard. And it was like, oh shit, this is going to be amazing. And at that point, like everything had kicked in. So my body was like electric at that point. Mm-hmm. Like every nerve ending was exposed and feeling that shit. I could taste the music.
I remember walking up the stairs and being so excited to dance. Like I had a fucking hard week. I wanted to shake it, and that was such a good concert to shake it to. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys so much at Umphrey's. Like,
yeah. And that venue.
Yeah, the
coming
venue.
Coming up those stairs, it's so old, and you can, like, feel the oldness and the history and
dancing,
the inner ballroom.
And then we turn around, and there's a couple with a baby.
Oh, that was.
And a little baby kangaroo pouch to put your baby, like, hold it. The little carriers and they were grooving with their
on.
I mean it was they were grooving with their baby
they were so happy
and,
the wrong way we
they were
talking they're like it's his first concert
and the guy that looked like Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers he just came up and started dancing next and I was like I was kind of like oh man now I got less space but he was getting a good groove so
yeah,
I scooted
he
over
was jamming.
I scooted over and was like heck yeah come on in buddy the water's fine
dude and, that couple with the baby though like
yeah.
This morning I was telling you, these kids that are having kids now have come up in the festival scene. And that's what they do. That's their thing. And like now they have a kid, they're not going to stop doing what they love. This is what they love.
Kids part of it.
Yeah.
You take them to everything you do.
And that's, we were talking about that like with kids like, When you find out that you're, you know, going to have a baby or something, like you automatically think you have to give your life up. Like I, you know, like when I was 16 and I, you know, knew I was going to have a kid, I'm like, oh my God, like now I have to, I can't do anything. And so you think that it's this crazy weird thing, but no, like that's why breaking the societal standards is so integral to your growth. It's like, fuck that. I am going to take my baby with me. Fuck the needing a nanny. I'm going
to
take her with me everywhere I go. And it
to
creates such a bond.
Love. Yeah.
Yeah.
Take them to things you love.
I remember my mom would never, ever, ever let us like spend the night anywhere or babysitters. She was like, that's bullshit. If she couldn't do it with us, then she found a way to do what she needed to do with us around. Like there was just no other alternative. And I used to hate it. Because I was like, I got to sit here in this doctor's house at this office party. But my mom wouldn't let us stay home. So I don't know. I just think
bring
that you young parents out there, like, keep living your freaking cool lives. Like,
yeah,
don't
man.
Stop touring. And don't stop doing the photo shoot. Don't stop believing.
Yeah, the thing that was cool last night,
wow.
too, we because we did Phil, too. At first, when we went to Phil, we didn't realize. it's split Crystal Ballroom because it's a there's yeah, under it's about 21
one
side.
Third and two thirds.
We both times have been on the side that's under 21 side because all you young people, man, you're grooving.
Yeah, and you can get closer to the stage over there too.
Yeah. And then on the other side, you got to worry about the people trying to make their way through the crowds with their drinks and stuff. And it's just it's so fun over on like the youth side.
Yeah, you know. So you guys come up, we're fucking jamming like. I'm dancing my ass off, and here comes Ryder and Mel, and Ryder comes up, and we start dancing together, like, yeah! And then I look over, and I see this the back of this dude's shirt, and he's wearing one of Dean's nuts.
Oh, Dean's nuts.
Yeah, shout out to Jeremy Dean,
baby.
Thank you.
At Dean's nuts.
Black flag.
He was, we can discover the wonders of Black Flag shirt, and I spotted it, and I had stickers in my back pocket, and I was like, Ryder, here, take a sticker. Go give him a sticker.
And I walked up to him. I was like, hey, man, nice shirt. Take this sticker. And he looked at it. And he goes, oh, these guys. I love these guys. And I was rolling pretty hard. So it took me a second to realize
allegedly. That you are these guys.
That I am these guys. And I was like, that's us. He's like, no way. I flew up here from Portland. Or from
Phoenix.
And you guys are one of the only podcasts I get to listen to.
Helicopter.
And then the man. We exchanged pleasantries. I forgot the rest of the conversation, I'll be honest.
Way to go, Ryder.
It was...
That's nice it. Work. It was a weird night. That's all night, that happened. We saw family out
cool
there.
But it was super cool to
you
see family
out
there.
You were very excited about it.
I was.
I was
and
excited
so was I
about
when
it, too.
He told me. I wanted to see the deer, and then he, like, disappeared into the sea of people, and I didn't see him.
But anyway. We didn't get your name. So, if you're listening,
hit us up.
Shout out.
Shout out.
Hit us up, man.
Hit us up.
NoSimpleRoad@gmail.com. Let us know if that was you.
Yeah.
Or that was you.
And we handed out some flyers and stickers and talked to quite a few. I know I told at least like six people, explained to them that people that wanted to know how to look good.
It's like I said earlier.
I literally told nobody last night.
It was funny. We told everybody.
I didn't say
it. We told everybody
because
we were all wearing our No Simple Road shirts.
Well, I just mean verbally.
In this day and age, I guarantee people left and were like, huh.
What the hell was that?
Put in No Simple Road and Google and boom.
Like I said, though, man. It's either super lame that we all wore the same shirt or fucking rad.
And then Apple said earlier, it's probably a little bit of both, and that's what I love.
Yeah.
Lame, so don't look at it.
You gotta own it.
Or cool, right on, like it.
Yeah, we can own lame.
Whatever you want. Whatever you want to think. All love, no hate.
Yeah, it's other people's perception.
So yeah, we saw family there, and that was fucking amazing. And they just took us on a roller coaster ride for that whole first set. Like... Okay, if you get a chance, go on re-listen. I don't think they have Umphrey's on re-listen, but if you can find it on YouTube.
They have Umphrey's on re-listen. Do they? A bunch of them, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, if you guys haven't downloaded the re-listen app, you
should
do that. Yeah,
it's amazing.
It's got like 45,000 live shows by every band under the sun.
Recorded from the soundboard, from people.
And it's free.
Yep.
I need to do that.
Yeah.
I want to hear some of the concerts
we've
been
to before. It's what I listen to all the time. I listen to it at work all the time.
Thank you, baby.
Yeah. So... The first set ends and the lights come up and I'm 1,000 miles high.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like my legs were like 6 stories tall and I was looking down on everybody and I was on stilts.
You know, it's the funnest part, too. Like, I always somehow do this. Like, I get in the back and I put you guys up as like a little fortress around me. And then I can dance inside of it. So I always have my own space no matter what. And it's the coolest feeling because then every now and then I'll pull one of them into the fortress and then we'll like cuddle and like talk and then they go back out and start dancing and then I pull another one and it was just really fun to just be with the guys last night, like have the family, the close family, and it like feeling protected and excited and listening to good music and being in the same frame of mind. It was just super cute and fun.
It was, you know, I tried at the end of the first set, after the intermission, I tried to do an Instagram live when they were coming back on.
I don't even remember.
Dude, my phone, I remember trying to look at my phone and there was like 10 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, how do you do this thing? And push the button and I finally got
every
it.
Every time you look at the screen would shake
and vibrate.
Hand wasn't
yeah,
moving.
Like it was, yeah, the matrix was falling apart. Yeah. It's crazy.
Too much.
And, so I guess I got the thing on and filmed right up until the point where they were about to do the first note of the second set and stopped. And I watched it this morning and I was like, I don't remember doing that. So if you were watching that, I'm sorry. I cut you off right as it was about to happen.
That was a tease.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, we'll try to get better at this.
It's tough. And I feel weird too, like having my phone out when I'm high like that.
It looks weird.
Not only does it look weird, you're not in the moment anymore.
Yep.
It pulls you out. Last night's show, wasn't as much as that. I was surprised. There wasn't a lot of people. There was a few people that took their phones out here and there. There wasn't
I gotta say, kudos to those kids that get great footage, however the fuck they do it.
Yeah, thank you because for doing it. Because we get to watch it.
Like, it looks like it's not hard, but then when you try to do it, it's really hard. And I'll tell you what, I really hate to be conscious of myself recording myself to be put onto something. That is, I have a really weird head trip about it. So I'm not like, oh my God, I look a certain way. Like my nose looks big or I don't, it's not like that. It's like feeling so self-serving and it freaks me out.
And it pulls you out of that moment. It does. You're at the concert having fun, it makes it pulls you out of that.
Yeah. I guess what we're figuring out is how to make it part of the moment.
Yeah, I'm trying, you guys, but it's really hard for me.
I got it. We'll just strap a GoPro to Aaron's head and Melanie's.
Yeah, maybe the GoPro is the situation.
We should all get one. You could just implant it in
GoPro
my forehead.
GoPro is the way to go. I just, there's something like with me, like it's like, okay, and 3, 2, 1, and then you like.
No, I feel like when the camera comes on, it should just be.
Well, but you, Aaron, specifically are good at that. Like, you can just do whatever, just, anytime.
Now this is on and we're going to do what we would normally do.
Yeah, you're good at that. And I just, I'm like, why am I putting something on of myself for people to look at and comment?
Well, like, why it not?
Just, because I don't care what anybody thinks. I just do what I do. And then the minute I start caring.
But obviously you do care. That's why it bothers you.
But I'm like, when I'm doing my own thing, I don't care what's people are looking at. But then if I'm showing them what I'm doing, look at what I'm doing. I don't care what you think. Then that's weird.
But see, that's what's cool about having a podcast or the internet the way it is now. Like, nobody has to look. We're not making anybody do it.
Make you.
You know what I mean? It's not like, it's not, look at me.
It's
see?
Not showing off as much unless you're.
It's just trying, including it's people in what sharing. We're doing. Yeah, it's sharing. Thank you, Ryder.
You're sharing that's yourself perfect with more people metaphor. Than you had
that's
access to before.
I guess I. That's
and you've always been the one around here that wants to share yourself with everybody.
But, like, personally.
That is personal. It's just as personal as talking on the phone. It's just a different
I'm
venue.
I'm from the old school.
I know,
and
me
I
too.
Can't we're all learning, accept man. These new technologies.
All right, Grandma.
I can't, so, you guys. I'm trying to get over it. I really am. I'm not saying that I want to stay like this. I just I'm just trying to get over it.
You'll figure it out.
I know.
We got there, Apple.
Huh?
We got there.
Do you guys want to smoke?
I don't want more rude boy.
No more rude.
No more rude boy.
Okay.
I'm gonna need a sativa. Put me out a.
Okay. Well, you're a try. Anyway, yeah, that's what we're having this morning. Happy cabbage.
Farmers. And
thanks, rude happy boy. Cabbage.
We like you, happy cabbage.
And this
from George.
Yeah. Ambrosia Kush from George.
Yes.
Thank you, George.
How'd you get that?
So I have these like prism glasses that make it look like you're looking through a kaleidoscope.
That lady who said that.
Favorite thing to do is share it with people at shows. So I just go over anyone that's standing near us that looks like they'd be into it. I hand it to them and they put them on and they're like, whoa. And they like dance with them for a minute and give them back. It's fun. And I gave them to these two guys about your age, Aaron. And
what do you mean my age?
I mean, they were like 45.
Whatever.
What do you think?
What is that supposed to mean?
That means you're 45.
I am not.
You are.
I'm 18. I'm 46.
And they both 46. Tried them on, like super cool. And then a couple minutes, maybe an hour late, I don't know. I can't tell you how long in between. But this dude, George, came back and handed me a joint bottle container and told me to have a good night. And it was really cool.
Family helping family.
Family helping family.
And then he whistled and skipped off.
And he blew up into a shower of shamrocks.
No.
No?
He's still alive.
It's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, but
Oh, yeah.
He didn't blow up.
Okay. Well, it would have been cool if you blew up.
Did you put Bailey's in your coffee this morning?
No. I didn't put Bailey's in your coffee.
Why not? It's St. Patrick's Day.
I should have. I'm slipping.
What? I'm going to get another coffee after this and put Bailey's
in. Can I? I'm gonna digress us back to the show.
I think that's a regress.
Regress. Regress.
Ingress.
Regress. Ingress.
Degress.
Impress.
Egress. Impress.
Anyway.
Install.
I just want to say, the Rust Liquid test. They were awesome.
Yes, you guys. You guys were making me bounce like Tigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the leader of the band, Russell Scott.
The leader of the band.
Yeah.
That's an old dude talking right now. The leader of the band.
Leader of the pack. Oh. But he was, I didn't remember that. We saw him open for Lettuce. We barely remembered that, me and Aaron.
Oh, the Liquid Test open for Lettuce?
Yeah. But I don't remember him doing the trumpet and the plays the trumpet, the saxophone, then he goes back to the keyboard. But anyway, thank you to Russell and Andrew, the guitarist, and to Devin, the incredible drummer. they were amazing.
Amazing. Yeah. I was jamming.
Yeah.
And they hadn't even done anything.
And they were a little trio at the front of the stage. They took up so little room on that stage.
And they were taking down their equipment after their set. And I just thought about Daniel Donato, you little cutie, like you setting up your stuff and having to drive back home 6 hours and then talk to us that morning. And it makes me really respect the musicians even more. All you guys out there, like, hustling on your own stuff, like
on their grind.
Yeah, man, you guys are awesome artists. Thank you so much for being bold enough to do your own stuff for a living.
Yeah, that's really cool to share your gift with other people. Mm-hmm. And we got a huge dose of that last night.
Yeah.
Those guys, man, it was a roller coaster. When that second set started,
I'm gonna be honest, I don't remember set break. What did we do?
Thank you, so Ryder. We were sitting against the wall, and
okay, you were like, we're in our living room. This is like, we're in our living room. And I was just like leaning against you and Mel, and we were sitting up against the wall, and I was so comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I could have been sitting in front of the fire or here on the
Crystal
porch.
Ballroom for not making us stand up. I went like the venues where you know, you can't sit down.
Yeah.
It's like, it's set break, man. We're chilling.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, thanks.
What, that was it? That really grinds your gear?
Yeah, it's nice to be able to chill with them. That's what set break's about, is to like sit down, chill, and talk to the people around you, and they let you do that.
Yeah.
There was really no security presence because it wasn't needed.
I think his name was Jake. We're talking to this guy, Jake, at set break, and I was like, that was fucking incredible what I just saw. And he was like, I know, man. I've been to like 50 of their live shows. And every show they get better and better and better. And he's like, I can't even explain it. They've reached this level of like psychedelic communion with each other that this music is on another level now.
And you guys,
they're amazing to watch. They're so comfortable.
When they came on for their encore, because I really don't remember the meat of the show. I remember the great vibes, the good jams, but I don't remember specifics.
You said it was like one long song.
Yeah.
You didn't realize.
But when they came on with freaking Sabotage by, oh my God, the freaking.
The encore.
I could not get over that Sabotage. And I was like really kind of, you know, done. I was tired last night after all that dancing in the beginning. And then that song came on and it totally revived me. Start jumping and freaking, dang, man, that Sabotage.
Yeah, they blew the roof off that place with that encore. It was, that was something else.
I like wanted him to jump into the crowd after that. Like it seemed like he should jump into the crowd.
He was about to.
Yeah. It looked like it.
I mean, he it got did. Into it.
I told Ryder this morning, I realized some stuff last night. Like as a deadhead, an older head, I'm an older head, but anyway, as an older head, I realized that a lot of heads have bias towards music that isn't the Grateful Dead.
You do for sure.
I did. I did.
More did than do.
Yeah. And I don't have that anymore. I don't know why I was like that. Well, but I know I've talked to other people that are like, yeah, I'm just not into the new stuff. And, you know, the scene that's going on right now, it's cool and whatever, but it's just not my thing. Like, it's not the same. But I'll tell you what, It is the same. It's the same energy, the same vibration. The same,
like you said this morning, the same people that would have been at those dead shows back then are at these shows
yeah,
now.
Yeah, like if Jerry was still around and there was still a traveling circus going around the country, these people that are at these shows are the same people that would have been in the parking lot in 89 mm-hmm. and 90 and 91.
Well, it's really cool because I've been with you for quite some time now, and to see, like I said earlier, like look over and I see you like legitimately grooving, and these are your moves that I've never seen before. And so seriously, like when you dropped that weight and the hepatitis C left your body, a huge part of that refusal to think any other way except for your own left you. It like departed.
Yeah.
You became so much more open to just anything, not just music, but like just a different way of thinking. And so like you moving your body is like so symbolic to me too, because it was stiff before. You had no, you were rigid and inflexible, and now you're like moving your hips and your arms, and it's just showing like all the different ways that you're thinking now too, like
dark passengers gone.
Yeah.
Dude, I was tripping last night. I got a new badge at work with my picture on it. Yeah. And the first picture on my old badge is from 2016 when we got here, and the new one is from about a week ago. And I laid them next to each other on my desk at work and took a picture of them. And I looked at the picture, and I had to go into the bathroom at work and cry.
Aww.
Yep. It looks like somebody else to me. It's fucking jarring. Mm-hmm. To me, it's almost scary. Yeah. Like, I look at that and I'm like, how the fuck did I get like that? How did that happen? And I can see the me inside that guy, right? But I see the demon over the front of it, like this veneer of shit. And it was killing me. I was dying in there. Inside that person, I was fucking dying. And calling out for help in my own way that whole time. And then would get to the point where it was like too much to handle. So I would just give up. And then it was just a cycle of that.
It sucked to watch because there was nothing that I could do about it. And like,
well, there was a disease.
Well, like, I know, but it was like the disease was like the disease, but then it also had effects or symptoms. And one of the symptoms was like this combative like hard
it would
stone
fight yeah. to hold its ground.
And so that's how I like me, like you, I couldn't even help you. Like it was like a literal, you had to do this, like back up because I've got a bomb and I'm going to kill all of us.
You had to take that suit on. When I saw that picture, what it reminded me of was like Johnny Knoxville, when they put the fat suit or the old man suit, I was like a costume.
Yeah.
Over
yeah.
the top, it was fucking jarring. Right. It was
yeah,
totally
definitely.
It tripped me out.
And it's cool to see that shed be the real you. And I was tripping on this yesterday. I was tripping on the fact that I was in my car all by myself. And I was like, I married a homeless man. Like
so
I was just
funny.
I was going
no,
to work
no, home free
no
home
yeah
free,
home
babe.
Free a home free man, but like literally I was about to make a left-hand turn and there was this guy that he always waits in the same spot and he's sweet, so I give him a smile and if I've got something I give it to him or whatever, but I roll down my window and I say something and I just make a left, and then I realize I was like, I married somebody that was in this exact same predicament, but I didn't see any predicament, I saw the person. And that's what I loved. And it just like made me remember my love for you.
Aww.
And that's when I texted you, I loved you in the morning.
Aw. Yeah, man. I don't even know.
You're free
yeah.
from that dude.
So then last night was, a lot of realizations. And
yeah.
I remember at one point during set break, I had my eyes closed. Or maybe it was during the first set, during the music. I don't remember. But I had my eyes closed and I saw like myself in a coffin and like getting up, like putting my hands on the side of the coffin and pushing myself up out, and like the husk of the man laying in the coffin, but the whatever getting out of it. It was fucking it gives me chills talking about it right now. It's fucking tripped out.
Well, like, it's just so weird too, because I thought about that dream that Simon had. He told us about the dream that he had.
Dark. Tell me again, because it's vague.
So he had a dream that Aaron was on a throne in, like, I believe it's like Biggie Smalls, album cover.
That was so funny.
Like, with the big furry, like, cape with the white fur rim and the polka dots and, like, a crown, like, half cocked on his head.
Aaron
and
the pimp.
He was like, acting like he had all this money and, like, you know, kind of like a, you know, like a fake wannabe king. And, like,
I picture him with a pimp cup. Also.
Aaron or Simon and I were in the back, like, and this is a dream, of course. Simon and I were in the back, and Simon said that I didn't care, that I was just, like, acting like it wasn't a big deal. And he was like, Mom, can't you see what's going on? Dad, what's wrong with you? Because he was acting like he didn't care. You didn't care about us. And so, you guys were sitting in those thrones yesterday when I came out, and it, like, took me to that dream. And I just realized that they're like part of my behavior in the dream was like, I know that it's not real. So I'm not fazed by it. So you can behave however you want, because I know the real you. And Simon was trying to get through to you and being like, Dad, what are you doing? And you were just, it was a play. And Aaron thought it was real.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And it was just like the whole thing, you are a king, and you, that whole thing, like, that all is true. But, like, the other part of it, like the whole swagger and all that weird bullshit, that's just like the act to,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
And so it was just like, when I came out of the bathroom, and that was one of the first things I saw, I was like, holy shit. Like, what is going, I don't know. Just our life is, like, so beautiful and crazy and chaotic and changing. And
it is weird when Aaron acts like a pimp though, and looks down on us.
It's cool.
I got platforms. They're cool. Fish in them.
We let Aaron do whatever he wants. He's like the kid, the special kid that, like, just let him do what he wants. Oh, it's fine.
The okay. Special
That's
kid.
Cool. I'll be the special kid.
You are the special kid, baby.
I drove a bus.
I know.
It wasn't short.
Bus, the magic.
It was a regular
bus.
Size bus.
The bus.
Magic bus.
Yeah. So, okay. So, yeah, the show.
Magic school bus.
What show? We went to a show.
And I did buy merch Humphreys. Yesterday. Aaron got me a super fucking cute t-shirt that I'm going to wear today.
Did I?
Yeah, the kitty shirt.
Yeah,
I'm
the
so
kitty
fucking
astronaut
sweet.
Shirt.
I came up from the stairs and
that
I was like,
when we first got here.
Don't remember.
I was like, oh my God, the kitty. And then the lady standing next to us. Remember?
It's funny. There's a hole in my brain where my mind should be.
Hmm.
Yeah, we can see it.
It's filled with cheese.
When the wind blows, it kind of gets a little.
Yeah,
and
like crackers.
Like blowing on a bottle.
Like that?
Okay, yeah. Now I got to segue into that. That last, the Humphreys, they do this song on their new album called Whistle Kids, which is, like, basically about, like, the day after, how you feel after partying.
And yeah.
It's an incredible song. And the whistling, it's one of those catchy whistle songs that everybody knows. It gets stuck in your head. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be stuck in my head for months.
Yeah, no, I love it.
Do you have a set list from last night?
Nobody's posted it yet. I was looking at it. Nobody's posted anything yet.
Well, that's
nothing,
all right. It was
there's
good.
Nothing up on YouTube yet, but there will be.
Oh, yeah.
It was all good last night.
Before I forget, I was just going to say, because we're learning about this band and stuff, and I'm looking all the time, thank you to Brendan, who's the guitar player, to Joel, the keyboard player.
Yeah.
Ryan, the bass player, who's awesome, which I just saw this morning, fucking... He has a picture with him, his wife, and his daughter up here in Portland, announcing that their trio is now going to become a quartet, which was awesome.
Congratulations, guys.
Congratulations,
yeah,
Ryan.
New life is fucking cool.
Congratulations.
And then Andy and Chris, the two amazing drummers that, man, with two drummers that are that into it, it's just amazing. The sounds, it's like the Dead.
Yeah, but not.
And then, last but not least, is Jake, the man on guitar. When he did the guitar solo, I know you. They all kind of
there was
most
a guitar
of the concert,
solo.
The Aaron, Melanie, and Ryder. That they're in their own head. They got their eyes closed, and I constantly bug them. And I watch like half the show with my eyes closed. Half. I got to see what's going on.
You watched half the show with your eyes closed?
Yeah,
that's
I watched
cool.
half the show with my eyes closed and half with them open. And there, when he was doing the guitar solo, I mean, he just threw everything in there. There was like teases of Free Bird, and then he did Eruption, Eddie Van Halen, and then he did like a Hendrix thing with his guitar. And he is just, he's amazing.
One of the coolest things last night, so a couple songs into the first set, I looked around and there was scattered, peppered through the crowd, people wearing headphones.
Mm.
And I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, why are people wearing headphones? So there was these people standing next to me in the second set that had some on. And I was like, dude, what is that? And he just gave me a look like, here, man, you got to try it. And I put these on. It's the mix from the fucking soundboard going right into headphones, super perfectly clear without any distortion. You can hear
it's what
everything.
It's what the
band. I do remember someone putting them on my head, but
it's called headphones and snow cones.
I thought it was sounded like the same thing to me.
And
I was like,
apparently it's something anybody can do.
No, they had to pre-order them before the show. Remember that? He said that.
Like sign up for something.
I guess. I don't know if it was an Humphreys McGee thing or what, but it's called headphones and snow cones.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's like $10 or $15. You rent these headphones and you get a mix right from the soundboard.
The clearest.
And it was perfectly clear audio. And it was like taking the show to another level. I put those things on. I was like, oh, fuck. I got to give them back. Damn it. But when I gave him back, he just looked at me like, mm-hmm. Yep. That's why I got these motherfuckers on my ears. I may look stupid, but this show sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever noticed that? Like, when you're at a concert and it's loud, if you plug your ears, it sounds perfectly clear.
I like the loud.
Yeah,
I like the loud.
It's like, you put a filter on it.
Yeah,
like when you recorded CRB with your phone in your pocket.
Yeah.
You had a filter over it and it came out. Oh, I was like, what? I got this recording from my pocket?
Yeah, it's
pretty amazing. There's a lot of shit going on in your pocket.
I like being able to hear the crowd.
CRB. I do too. Shout out to CRB for no reason, but the other day I
had
my
reasons.
Well, no reason in particular. Yeah. Many reasons I can think of, but I was listening to my Apple Music and it just the library came on and it was Rosalie, and that song is so sexy and it's so fun and so cute and just dancing. You like the jangle of my tambourine? What? That to have that word jangle in your song lyrics, only if certain people can cut that or like pull that off.
That's one of the few bands that, like you mentioned Rosalie, it gives me the same taste in my mouth and feeling in my gut as a Grateful Dead song.
I love those sexy like CRB
Stella
vibes.
Or something.
Shout out.
Wow. Yeah.
And shout out to Chuck. Love.
Yeah.
Chuck, we're sending you some love.
Yeah.
And
Chuck
Owl
and
Moon Arts. You know who you are.
Ravens,
yep.
Reels, Almanac.
Yeah.
We're
going
to get them on the show, actually.
Are we?
Me and Claire have been talking, and in the next couple of weeks, we're going to do a little afternoon coffee talk session and hear their story on the show.
I cannot wait.
Yeah.
Sweet. You guys need to hear this.
Yes.
It's
yeah.
a really
we
beautiful, cool story.
Again.
And we need to see Chuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Claire.
Yeah.
We love you guys.
Yeah.
And our next concert. We have almost 2 month wait till the next concert.
So we're
going to
be doing a couple shows with us again. So that I've been telling Aaron that I miss the shows where it's just us because.
What do you mean? For them, shows like concerts.
Oh no,
or
no, no! I mean, okay. So what I mean is shows like NSR shows, No Simple Road shows. Like we've been getting a lot of really amazing guests on that I'm super proud of and really love these interviews. But at the same time, if we're always interviewing other people, we don't really get to just kind of do our thing as much.
I haven't gotten an interview yet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so we just have so many of. You know, like other stuff that we want to put out too. So that's all I was saying. And now with us not going to a concert for a few, it's kind of nice to be able to do this.
Our next concert is in May.
May 13th.
As the crow flies with Chris
Robinson. Speaking of CRB.
Chris Robinson Brotherhood with Marcus King on guitar.
Oh my gosh.
And they're opening the tour here.
No, they're closing the tour.
Or they're
here.
Closing. That's the last day of
last
the tour.
Last show of the tour
last
is here.
Show, so they're going to be all...
juiced
in
up.
Sync and
yep, that's going to be amazing. So,
baseballs.
Another amazing, glorious night, guys.
That's it.
Adjectives fail at this point. Amazing,
yeah.
Incredible,
just
neato,
freaking
bitchin',
yeah.
sweet, kite, fire. Let's see, what else? That too. Listen.
Spit it out, buddy.
If you're an older deadhead and you listen to this show, take my advice, man. Even if you're not an older deadhead and you listen to the show, take my advice. Okay. Open up your mind a little bit and listen to some other music.
If it applies to you.
Okay, I gotta say, you know what I love about Umphrey's from when I started listening to him a while ago is most of the stories we hear, we've heard a lot of stories of people we've interviewed, and mine and Aaron's story. When we discovered the Dead, Aaron was hardcore punk, anarchist, fucking I was hardcore, long hair, metalhead. And they have, like, some of their influences are, like, Iron Maiden and stuff. And you hear it in the music. They'll be jamming, doing, like, you know, almost like Grateful Dead-ish jam and stuff. And then they, like, throw in, like, a little AC/DC or fucking something. Like, it's like heavy metal, jazz, fucking psychedelic rock, everything.
It's all everything is everything.
Into one. It's all becoming one. It all rolls into one.
It is a face melter.
It's just like just being able to appreciate a pine tree and also a palm tree. And but also a cherry tree. Like, they're fucking all rad. They're cool in their own way.
But it's still a tree. If one tree had branches from a palm tree and a cherry tree,
then that'd be like an apple tree. Hell yeah.
That's what Umphrey's is.
They've kept all their roots throughout music and their life. You can hear in their music.
Did we talk about, like, the whole it's my favorite band thing?
No.
And every time. What, didn't
not,
we?
Oh, not, not, here.
In, not here.
Not today.
So every time Aaron would play Umphrey's, I'd, like, you know, I'd come out, you know, from inside and I'd be like, this is awesome. Start jamming to the music. I'm like, babe, who is this? He's like, your favorite band. And it happened so many times that, like, now I only know that it's them because when I ask that question, it's usually them. So we're going to wait for this loud ass construction thing to stop. Stoned.
It's a big, weird tree for sure. is a big, multi-fruited, many-rooted, very cooled tree.
Well, do you guys know how the variety is the spice of life?
Yeah.
That's why I like Umphrey's, because some people like to go to the same campground every year because it's gorgeous and they love being around something familiar and amazing.
Yeah, they know they're going to like it and they don't want to be disappointed.
But then they go there 15 years, 16 years, and not that they couldn't have gone anywhere else. They chose to go there, right? But then those people like, okay, after year 7, I'm good. I want to start trying some other stuff. And I'll come back on year 10, but I want to go see some other stuff. And so that's kind of how I feel with music. I love all of it, but I want to try a bite from here and a bite from there.
Going away from it makes you appreciate it.
Yeah, when you leave home, that's when you really appreciate your bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we got to diverge from the path every now and then.
I think we do.
Well, not me and you. I'm just saying one must divert from the past every now and then to just experience something new. You may even experience, like, that was bullshit, I didn't like it, and go back.
Yeah, we did see one band that we walked out of the show. I'm not going to say their name because we'll get shit for it, but fuck it. We went and saw, because we don't have any hate for them.
Yeah. But we don't want to put that in anybody's...
But we went to a show in Vegas at the Brooklyn Bowl and, like, the first song came on and there was, like, people, like, spilling beer on me.
It was Vegas.
And everybody was bumping into me. And I went out on
the music, too, though.
I went out onto the porch.
It was hectic.
And
it was not.
Mel was out there. And then 2 minutes later, Apple comes out and we're all sitting outside and the concert's happening. And I'm like, could you drive right now, Apple?
I was like, hell yeah. I was on shrooms, like, middle of a shroom trip, and I was like, yes, I want to get home. And I drove. You guys even commented. You're like, you drove perfectly.
Drove us. And we're walking out, and there's this brother standing at the doorway. He's like, you guys are leaving? And I was like, no, we're walking in backwards.
Fuck. Yeah, it was a weird time.
But I'll tell you what, it was worth the experience.
It was a cool story, and I was glad that we did it. So
finding something you don't like just makes you know what you do like more.
Yeah.
So yeah, our point, the long and winding road was listen to some different music, man. I am one of those heads that wouldn't listen to other shit, and I'll tell you what, I am made richer for the experience of finding new stuff out there.
Yeah, and it makes you more attractive. Well,
recent one that Aaron just threw at me the other day is the Higgs.
Fuck yeah.
Listen to the Higgs.
Yes, yeah. Check them out.
And they're coming on the show too.
Are they?
Yeah. Yep. Oh, you didn't know?
Uh-uh.
Oh, that's cool.
I knew you were working on it, but I didn't.
Yeah, it's happening, man.
Wow.
It's far out.
Okay.
Don't we have it scheduled?
Like next week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Apple's being silly.
That one song's great. I'm sending it to Freddie. If you get Freddie's shit, only eat half of it.
Yeah.
And a shout out to Danny. We were talking to you, Danny, before the show, and I really love seeing your cute little cheeks and your smile and your awesome background. So,
Master Koosh. He was actually here. Picture of the kitty.
He was here for when we did that last interview with Esteban. So, I don't know. Just wanted to say that because I thought I missed him.
So, guys, follow us on Instagram at No Simple Road and head over to the Patreon page, guys. Look. If you do $1 a month, it's like a quarter an episode. And I know it doesn't seem like much. And it's like, why would I even bother to give $1 a month? But I'll tell you what, there's about 8,000, 7,000 of you that listen to us every month. If each one of you guys gave $1, there would be no more corporate America in this life.
Well,
over here.
Not no more.
I wouldn't be working
in Aaron's okay, like, yeah. That's I wouldn't the goal be working there Aaron anymore. Out of that,
and I would be able to give 100% to the show. I would be able to give everything I had to this and be able to do graphic design for it and make content and build it and do more. And
we are doing more regardless of that.
And I guess Aaron is so good at it. I sent him a text yesterday. I just kind of say that
made me tear up.
Sometimes I don't realize how much he is doing. You know, we're all here sitting here recording this right now, but Aaron, like behind the scenes, he's like the roadie.
Everything.
Him and Justin, it's like
they
the roadies,
do
the behind the scene that make the show happen. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it just hit me yesterday morning. Your response to Calder and Nick.
Yeah,
I read both of those sitting out here by myself. Having my morning coffee, getting ready to go to work, and it just hit me. I was like, I gotta send some love to my brother. And I was like, dude, I just what he puts on most of these responses are, or well, it's you two, Melanie too. You guys both have a way with words. You guys journal all the time. I just love you guys and I appreciate that because Aaron knows you. Well, Melanie, you all know my responses would be like, "Rad man, thanks for listening, love you too and stuff." Aaron just has a way. I feel
Apples
the same way.
Cliff Notes.
I feel the same way Aaron does, but he's so good with his words,
articulating.
I'm good with my words.
You're good with communication, baby. That's why you're a
great brother
industry.
And friend
and uncle.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. And Melanie, you're the best sister. Last night, I coined that last night when we were having a moment. She's my soul sister.
Yeah. Apple and I had, I've spent time with all my guys. We had a really good, I connected with everybody last night. It was fucking great.
It was really cool to look over and see you two dancing together. It was really, really cool.
There's so much history between all of us here that when you can completely be yourself and have history and the comfort that you're all going back home together to be like, you know, do your own thing. I can't explain to the audience how awesome it is to be me with all the guys that like take care of me here.
And
it's from my cute little young perspective in my head, I'm like, get to be this little kid that gets to play all the time. And I'm totally serious when I need to be, but like, I'm totally like, I got my big old brothers to got my back. And I just appreciate all you guys so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate you too, baby. And I like how we have worked to redefine the word family.
Yeah. Well, not even worked. Yeah. It just happened. Like Apple said that line the other day.
You know, family traditionally meant a husband, a wife, two kids, and a dog. And that was like the American dream. And we all know that that's bullshit. And
I do want to pick
well,
a
it's
fence,
a nice
though.
Start. But it's a nice start because you do need
a picket fence.
It's a paradigm, like a model that you're supposed to fit your head into. And that box is not real.
Well,
it's,
I just mean you need a man and a woman to create that one other person. So I understand the model.
Don't anymore.
Well, I'm talking about back in the day.
Oh, okay.
The model. So I understand that man, that woman. But we've evolved out of that, you guys. We can make a baby in a petri dish, you know? Like, somebody else can carry my baby if I pay her enough. Like, our world is totally shifted. And so when we say family, if you feel like when we say that word, it applies to you, it does.
Yeah, man.
We send that like literal feeling with that word.
When we made the decision to move up to Oregon, we all said, we're doing this together and we're going to help each other. And the money is community and all that. We're merging. And that's family. It's people that you love being around, that you love spending time with, that you learn from, that you understand, and that you feel comfortable with. And you come together and you help each other. And I tell you, there's nothing better than coming home at the end of the day and knowing that your family is there. And it's not the family that you happen to be born into that you have to suffer, because a lot of us don't get along with our blood family. Yeah. This is the family that you chose and that builds you up.
And we've had each other's back so many times because life's rough. Life's no simple road.
Yeah,
and
like that's little shit, like needing a ride to the airport on like at 5 a.m.
And get your hours, because we've had that happen to all of us.
Yeah, get our hours cut.
Hours cut in between jobs, like Ryder Dan. We got it always works out. We're even down to dinner. Like one night, come home from work, it's like, I don't care, I'm gonna have a bowl of cereal. And then Aaron's like, well, I'm cooking. And the next night it's Simon. And the next night, you know,
coming home to a fresh baked apple pie, homemade from scratch, just because, like, that is amazing to come into a house that smells like apple pie when you
don't feel like making one. But oh my God, that apple pie would be good. And boom, there it is.
It's possible. It's possible to live with other people that aren't your blood in a civilized and even beautiful, loving manner.
And those little things like you're talking about,
communication and truth.
Yep. Wow, that's cool. That's a nice noise. Those little things, excuse me, that you're talking about, like coming home and somebody else has made dinner when you didn't feel like it, or you didn't want to take out the trash and somebody took care of it, or you were the one that took care of it and somebody else didn't feel. Those are the things on the day to day that make life a grind for a lot of people. And in this situation, it takes that grind away. Mm-hmm. And you realize that there's a lot more to life than menial tasks and the day to day. And it gives you a chance to relax in yourself and be able to see a larger perspective. And so if we all choose to do that little by little, redefining what family means and coming together in these little groups of family, we could change the fucking world the way things work, guys. It's not a joke. It's not some high-minded ideal that is 1,000 miles away. We're doing it right now. We're sitting here doing it right now.
We saw like 3,000 people last night that are doing it.
Yep. So
they're going to have to go.
They're landscaping next door. Yeah. We love you guys. Take care of each other this week. NoSimpleRoad@gmail.com if you got feedback. Sign up for the newsletter on the website. Grab a t-shirt, get a sticker, follow us on Patreon, and most importantly, treat each other nice, man. Give a smile to a stranger.
Be kind.
Give a hug this week. Pet a dog. Kiss a baby.
And thank you.
Oh my God, definitely kiss a baby if you get the chance.
And thank you again so much to Rust Liquid Project and for
our
Test,
man.
I'm sorry. Well, them too.
Whoever they
and
are.
To Umphreys McGee for just giving us such a special bonding night with you and ourselves. Yeah. It's just amazing. Yeah,
totally. And we'll see you next week for another episode. And
what you do.
And
love you.
Carry on, No Simple Road family.
Love you.
Osiris. This podcast is in the loop, the Legion of Osiris podcasts. What does that mean? Osiris is a community of great music and culture podcasts. If you like this one, go check out others at osirispod.com and get in the loop. Osiris is partnered with Relics Magazine at relics.com.